Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Zeke, the Relationship Whisperer, life coach, spiritual coach, and I am excited about another episode of Truthful Tuesday. Guys, it is, it's been a beautiful day outside. I enjoyed my holiday yesterday. I did a whole lot. Nothing. I rested. I needed. Been wearing me out. Coaching is going very well. We've been talking to so many singles and married people. Listen, I have some questions for you tonight. So this evening, rather. So let's get the preliminaries out of the way. For those who might not know me or just hearing about what we do, I coach. And in case you don't know what life coaching is basically me partnering with you and as a co-creative couple, trying to figure out the next level of your life or answer any questions that you might have to try and help you arrive to the answer in that question. The process is so phenomenal. It literally moves you from one dimension to another. It is absolutely amazing. Everyone uses life coaching. As a matter of fact, life coaching is the if you ask me, it is what we've done all our lives. We've had coaches in elementary school. Our parents were our coaches. Our friends were our coaches. As we grow older, we have girlfriends and boyfriends who become coaches. You can't go wrong with coaching. Now, not therapy, not going to see a doctor, not counseling, but coaching. All of those other things, they provide answers for you. Coaching, we together as a unit, we arrive at the answer that you're seeking. And most times the answer is deep within you. So definitely want to let you know that. Every Tuesday, 6 o'clock, we're right here. The name of my business is ZB Squared Life Coaching, where you can call me, text me, email me. And I am so excited that I put up a temporary website. It didn't go so well. So hopefully, countdown, another week and a half, the website will be up and you'll be able to talk to me that way as well. You can also reach me on Facebook. I have a live Facebook that we are actually posting every day if we can. We're posting videos. We have YouTube. We have Instagram. By all means, we definitely want to hear from you and see can we help you in any way that we can. Now, the actual partnering together as a team, as me as your life coach, there is a cost in that. Let me rephrase that. There is no cost for that. It's an investment for you, your life, your marriage, whatever you choose to do. You want to make an investment in yourself. And I tell people all the time, you invest in a new purse, you would invest in all these things. But when it comes to yourself, your relationship, your future, your spirituality, we seem to not want to invest in that. So I definitely want to encourage you to take a look at it and see how it can change your life. So tonight is, or this evening rather, what we want to talk about for the couples, we want to talk about five fire starters for your marriage. Now, if you're single, you're going to hear about, you're going to hear a lot of stuff that might not pertain to you. And I'm going to suggest to you, if you're on the line tonight, if you're on the internet, either one, you can meet me in the chat room. My chat room is live. You can type in your questions. You can type in your response, or you can also call in. By the way, the call-in line, for those who might not have called that, is area code 513-943. No, I'm sorry, 516-387. 516-387-1748. Again, that number is 516-387-1748. Okay, so what's going to happen is, single, I want to suggest to you here, one to be answered. You can answer some of these questions if you like as well, but this is very, very important. Hear me good. Is that if you are married, I mean, if you are single, do not try to apply marital concepts, because if it's like anybody, if you're going to give it to me free, then why even bother getting it? You know, why even bother making a sacrifice for it? So I'm going to say it again. Do not live like you're married when you are single. All right. Also, I want to let all of my callers know, once we start, we open up for questions, you just press 1 on your keypad or number pad, and it'll let me know that you have a question. Once I've answered your question or you've stated your question, you want to go ahead and press 1 again to take off the indication, letting me know you want to share something. So I thank God for you all being here. Let me read something to you that's pretty interesting that I came up with. In the United States, researchers estimate that 40 to 50% of all first marriages and 60%, wow, of all second marriages will end in divorce. That easy. There are so many well-known factors that put people together at high risk for divorce. Listen to some of these. Marrying at a very young age. I kind of beg to differ on that one. I don't necessarily agree with that research that I found, because my wife and I, we married early, and I'm an advocate for marrying early. Sure, there are dangers in marrying early, but there are dangers in marrying late too. So, but we'll talk about it here in just a few moments. Another factor, premarital pregnancy. That's not a good reason to get married, for sure. No religious affiliation. We're going to talk about that tonight. Coming from a divorced family, maybe that's all you know is divorce, and you're easy to get out of it because you've seen it. And then, and lastly, feeling very insecure about going into a marriage, which tells me that whenever you go into a marriage and you're not secure, that means that you didn't get the proper counseling when you went into that marriage. And so it's important, and I'm a strong proponent for getting counseling when you're married. Some of the questions that most people give for divorces, and I'm gonna save that for you. Which, before we get into the 5 fire starters, so the question is, what get divorced? And that is the time because of infidelity. By the way, that's going to be my second question. We're going to talk about infidelity or someone cheating. But what are some of the reasons, if you've experienced a divorce and you're on the line, anyone who's had a divorce, what were some of the reasons for the divorce? Just press 1 if you want to talk about it. If not, you know, we'll continue to share some things with you. But infidelity is a main one. That's a big one. When people cheat, a lot of folk immediately want to throw the towel in and give up. Well, I disagree with that. I beg to differ on that as well, because I married you for life. And when I do it for life, it is going to be for life. But again, different people get divorces for different reasons. Lack of commitment, too much arguing. Of course, infidelity, marrying too young, unrealistic expectations, lack of equality in a relationship. Money is a big one. Money is a big one for sure. Listen, some of these problems and all of these issues that people go through, they can really be solved, overlooked, compromised, or worked through. But again, it's important that you understand that you understand the sanctity of marriage. You're not just doing it just to be doing it. Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the 5 fire starters. The very first thing, especially if you're looking at your marriage and you want to make your marriage better. Let me go on record as also saying this before we really get into the meat of this. Hey, guys, listen, what my wife and I, we do, we actually save marriages. We help people and we help prevent them from getting a divorce. I mean, someone called me, you know, they said to me, hey, Zeke, you're the last effort, man. You're the last frontier. If you don't help us, who's going to help us? Well, you know, I take that as a compliment, because sometimes we try and we invest so much time and money and so many different things, and not realizing that when you got a guy who's been married or a couple who's been married over 27, been together over 27 years, married for 27, been together 30 years, they got some experience. There's something they're doing right. And I'll be honest with you, my wife and I, we're still honeymooning. So there are some things that we can share with you. And not only that, but I was a pastor for combined over 24 plus years. Guys, it's important that you understand some very, very simple concepts about marriage. And one of the first fire starters, that will help your marriage, and that is number one, knowing what your mate's love language is. And I'm curious to know, are there any people on the line right now, knows what your love language is and knows what your husband's love language is and want to talk about it? I like to hear about it. I got several people on the line. Just press one on your keypad. If you don't even know what I'm talking about concerning love language, let me know. Let me know what's going on. Talk to me. I want to hear from you tonight. I want to hear from you this evening, brother. But that love language is so, so important. It has saved so many marriages. People who I've counseled with, when I've been coached, I've helped them understand how important their marriages were, and knowing the language of who you're speaking to, knowing the language of the person that you're living with. It's important, you know, that you, when you get into that relationship, you got to know what makes that other person ticks, if you will. You got to know what makes that other person, really want to do things for you, do things for themselves. What makes them fall more in love with you? And you can't really, sometimes you can guess if you want, but the most important part of this love language thing is actually knowing for sure. And guys, there are ways to know. There are ways to know what the love language is. As a matter of fact, there's a free test that's out there. And if you would send me a text message, email, tweet, what have you, and ask me about it and say, hey, I'd like to take the love language test and know what my love language is, I'll send it to you absolutely free. But again, I just like I thought, didn't no one do any indications. So a lot of people do not know what their love language is and do not know what their spouse's love language is. And there's just not enough time to go through them all tonight on what they are. But again, you send me some information, you text me, email me, leave a chat for me, let me know who you are. I will get you a copy of that. So the very first thing you got to do in order to add a fire starter to your marriage, when that marriage is maybe the flame is running low, is understanding the love language. So you want to keep your spouse's love language. Let's listen to me carefully. You want to keep your spouse's love tank filled to the brim by speaking their love language. Okay, great. All right, number two. This is super important. I call it the 12-inch rule, and I am not talking about what you think I'm talking about. I'm talking about the 12 inches or 1 foot rule. This is what this rule is. If you come into contact or proximity of your spouse within 12 inches or 1 foot, you need to touch them, rub them, kiss them, hug them, or do something to make sure they feel you and you feel them. You want to make some type of contact. You want to connect with them. You want to ensure that there is some type of love connection that you both experience when you come that close. I'm telling you, it is guaranteed to turn the fire up in your marriage. Listen to me again. It's called the 12-inch rule or the 1 foot rule. Now, if you really, really, really want to turn it up and you really want to make things get popping, then change it. Change it to the 18-inch rule, you know, or 2 foot rule. somebody said when I was talking to another couple, they was like, well, hey, I'm going to change mine to the 6 foot rule. Man, you'll be stuck. You won't have time, especially if you're at home together. But you have to take a look at that yourself and commit to it. Both people commit to it, that when we become close like that, we want to connect to each other. We want to feel each other. We want to say hello to each other. We want to touch each other. We want to rub each other. Guys, I cannot tell you the power of touch. I cannot overemphasize the power of touch and feeling and rubbing and touching. So it's important that you understand and that you do that. Okay. All right. We got about 15 more minutes left on number three. Poor want to add your marriage. The way they want to see you that turns them on. Likewise, vice versa. I'll tell you, I'm gonna bring my wife into this. She likes this in a certain style shirt that shows off, you know, my fine physique. Oh my God. But you know, the shirt that for me is a little bit too tight. But thank God that it's at my house and nobody else get to see me with that kind of shirt on. But I got to give her credit. I got to give her credit and give credit where credit is due. I tell her all the time, hey, here's what I want to see you in. I bought these shorts for you. I bought this skirt for you. I bought this freakum dress for you, if you will. I want to see you in it. Well, it's only right that if she says, hey, I want to see you in this particular pair of pants or these shorts or this, you know, these special silk underwear that I bought you for Valentine's Day. It's only right that I put them on as well. So you want to add fire to your marriage. You want to make sure that you're wearing that stuff specifically around the house that your spouse would like to see you in. And I'm curious to get some involved. Let me know your thoughts about that. Has anyone experienced and seeing with things that have happened? Seeing a difference, let me hear from you. I like to know. Either hit me up on the pad and let me hear your thoughts on that. Let me hear your thoughts on that. So number one, you want to make sure that you know your spouse's love language. Number two, you want to implement the 12-inch rule. Number three, you want to ensure that you're wearing what he wants to see you in or what she wants to see you in. It's important that you do that. Important that you do that. My wife, I'm in. Because I want to see her in special clothing. I want to see her in something special. I'll go out and buy it. It'll be too tight. Yep. And it'll show off her curves and it'll be like she had to put on Vaseline to get into it. Some things. Well, that's what I want to see. I'd rather look at my own wife than to look at somebody else in the street and try to find somebody on the internet through my wife. So it's important that I do that. And it's important that couples talk about that kind of stuff. And here's what's super important, ladies and gentlemen, is that you might think you're out of shape. You might think that, you know, your stomach is too big or this is this or that. Hey, listen, you talk to your mate. And if they are satisfied with who you are and how you look, then, baby, you're going to have to get satisfied yourself as well. And that, I mean, that is so, so very important because women, you do this more than men do it. And what I mean by that is you won't wear certain clothing. You won't put on certain things because you feel like you've gotten out of shape. Big or what? If your husband wants to see you in this, if your husband gets excited seeing you wear what you're wearing, then I think you ought to do it. I think you ought to keep that fire burning because if you won't do it, you know, he's going to seek it somewhere else. He wants to look at his fine and sexy wife. It's important that you do that, okay? So find that freakum dress, find those shorts, find those special underwear that he wants to see you in. I don't know, but whatever he wants to see you in, likewise, make sure that you send it right back at him. If you want to see him in something as well, that he knows that, and that you ask him to put that thing on for you and do it. It's important. It's important. It's important. Very, very important that you do that. Okay. All right. So let me, no questions tonight. I want to hear from you. No responses. Y'all are pretty quiet on the line tonight. So I want to hear your thoughts on how do you think what causes people to get divorced? How do you feel about wearing what your husband wants you to wear? How do you feel about him wanting you to wear something, but he won't wear? You know, what are your thoughts tonight? I want to hear from you. It's important that we talk about it. All right. Let's go with number four. Take a cell phone break. Take a cell phone break. Now, this one, is the one that has gotten so many people in trouble. So many people in trouble. And let me just go ahead and add, when I say take a cell, sometimes you have to take a social media break as well. So let's talk about that cell phone thing. Cell phone, you're going out to dinner. Leave the cell phones in the car. Well, wait a minute, I got children. Okay, fine. Then let the babysitter know, or the oldest child know, whoever's seating, sitting for you, know where you're going, and maybe get the number to that place and has an emergency. But as long as you got that cell phone with you, what's going to happen is social media is going to come in and invade your dinner. Someone's going to text you. Someone's going to look at your Instagram and you get a like. And while you're waiting on your food to come, you're not talking with each other. You're talking to that phone. You're playing games. Trust me, I know. My wife and I recognized that. We had gotten to a point where, you know, we were checking out email and Facebook and Instagram and all this stuff until our food got there, instead of having conversation, instead of talking to each other. And I saw this somewhere. I'm not sure where I saw that, but it was a lot of people in a place, and there were a couple kind of looking out into the restaurant and picking out who had been married the longest and who had been married the shortest. And so they saw this couple, and this couple was just laughing with each other, hugging each other, just, you know, flirting with each other. They said, well, that couple hadn't got married yet. They're still with each other. Then they saw another couple. They were talking with each other, but nothing special. You know, they were just having conversation. They were eating. And they said, well, that couple might be married. And then they saw another couple who they were not talking to each other. Cell phones out. They were waiting on their food, drinking water, and they said, well, that couple right there has been married the longest, more than likely, because they've gotten to a place where they don't know what to say to each other. They have great conversation. They don't want to talk about the kids. They don't want to talk about their job. They don't want to talk about what happened at church. So now the topics for conversations has left, and they don't know what else because they've been together so long. I think that's a sad state. I think that that's a sad state when you and your spouse cannot talk about things at a restaurant or a place where that to keep you both interested in the conversation. Well, maybe you need to relook at that. Maybe you need to actually ask yourself, hey, what more can we talk about? Ask yourself some questions. Get together. Talk about yourself. Talk about how far you've come. Talk about what's the next level. What are you going to do for your future? Talk about the other person, how they used to make you laugh and what's going on and how they still and something nice they did for you. There are so many things you could talk about as a couple, and it doesn't have to be about work. It doesn't have to be about children. It doesn't have to be about home. I mean, there are so many other relation building topics that you can share that'll bless you and bless your marriage. You just got to be willing to do it. You got to be willing to do it. I'm curious to know some of your questions, guys. This is a line when you can share. I will not call out your name. I will call your telephone number to make an acknowledgement of who you are, but I won't call your name out. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what your thoughts are. If you have any questions, am I making any sense to you? It's important that you do that. Okay, so take that cell phone break. And while we're talking about cell phones, before I get to the last one here, let me also go on record as saying that once you're married, this is for our newer couples who've been married for a short term, and even for, you know, our couples who've been married for a little while, is that nothing is off limits once you're married. Nothing is off limits once you're married. We'll talk about that here in just a second. Looks like the love of my life wants to share something. So let me bring her on right quick.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're live, babe. Yeah.
Hi. How's it? Hopefully everybody's doing fine. I am rushing. I am on my way to work. In the other room late, sending a text to my job telling them that I'm going to be late. But I had to chime in just to support my hubby and to just encourage him and let him know everything that is being said is so true. And unfortunately, 30 minutes can't tell it all. But I just wanted to say about the love languages. It is so important to know your spouse's love language. Whatever it is, go online, get the test. And I believe he has it on one of his web Facebook, that whatever your spouse's love language is, overshower them with it. No matter, you have to get situations out of the way. If he's made you mad or things didn't work out this week for you guys or whatever, you have to move all that to the side. This is an in spite of language. It's an in spite of language. And right off the top of my head, God just gave me that, because sometimes we give it, we display our distribute the love language that our spouse needs based on how we're feeling. But it is an in spite of love language. So whatever his or her love language is, give it to them, overshower them with it, overwhelm them with it, and your marriage will be blessed beyond measure with that. And then another thing I want to hit on, because I know the time is out, is about dressing, ladies, dressing for your mate. Sometimes when we get married, according to how young you are in your marriage as far as years or old in your marriage as far as years, sometimes along the way in your marriage, things do get complacent. We gain weight. We our attitudes change. Our mindset change with things. Marriage change. It used to be like this in the beginning, but we're like midway and it's this way. Or however it is, our weight may have changed or whatever. Now, I know as far as the society is, as far as the media, tabloids and everything like that, it's pushed about women being small waist, size 12, 14, and that type of thing. But no matter what size you are, I consider myself a thick girl, blessed and proud of it, that I was at that Ooh. Point where I would feel kind of, oh, my stomach's too big, oh, this, well, I would make my husband suffer because of my insecurities that I had to deal with myself. But he always encouraged me and said, babe, I love you just the way you are. So with that being said, I had to come out of those insecurities and start wearing and doing things that I wanted as well as he wanted, but I want to be a certain size to do it, or I want to be a certain weight to do it, or whatever. So
sure.
I know I'm talking a lot, and I'm going to get off right quick. I just want to throw that out there, hubby, because your time is out, and I guess I'll have to get it the next time. Next Tuesday I'll be off, and then that way I can get in from the beginning of the show. Love you guys. Thank you
awesome.
For coming on to hear. I have a lot more to say, but I got to cut it short.
Oh, no problem, babe. Thank you so, so very much. And I appreciate you coming on sharing that. Excuse me. Because it's important because, again, my wife, she's not the Coca-Cola bottle shape that she was when she was, 20 and 25. But she is still, to me, the finest woman I've ever seen. And so I don't want to look at nobody else. I want to look at her. So I thank God for her. And, all right, we got less than 2 minutes left, so I want to go ahead to number five. Let me recap right quick. The very first thing you want to do is make sure you know the love language. Number two, you want to make sure you implement that 12-inch rule. You can back it down to 6, or you can take it up to 18. That's up to you. Number three, you want to wear whatever turns your mate on. You want to put it on. You want to wear it around the house. That's the time to show off a little bit, okay? Number four, you want to take that cell phone break or that social media break. Depends on which one is interfering with your marriage. And then number five, I cannot overstress this. You want to show more appreciation. Now, I know you might be saying, I showed appreciation. I show appreciation all the time. But I'm talking about more appreciation. Make them feel fantastic. Go overboard. If your mate does something for you, if she has dinner ready for you when you get home for our brothers, man, you gotta really. I know that's what she normally does and she does it well. But there are times when you go and say, "Hey, babe, listen, I just want to pause for a moment and give you a compliment on how good you are and how good you are to me. I am who I am because you are who you are," and so forth and so on. You want to make that man feel like he's the finest thing that walks the face of the earth. And he has you wrapped around your finger. And guys, I got to tell you, that is so, so, so very important. You want to make them feel appreciated. Listen, we got a couple minutes here before the show actually goes off, but we're going to continue on after it goes off. Do not hang up. I do want to answer some questions for you if you might have them. If you have any questions at all, You are welcome to ask them right now concerning what I've gone over. Anything you want to add? 5 fire starters for your marriage. I'm telling you, we implement them. We use them. There are times when things will slow up and we need to talk to each other or need to remind each other that, hey, I love you. My tank's running on E or whatever the case may be. So if you would like to share anything, press 1 on your keypad. And then I'll answer your question and we'll talk about it. And then once your question is answered, you can actually press 1 again and let me know you're done talking and you don't have any more questions. 6676 looks like your line is still lit up. Do you still have a question? If not, press 1 on your keypad for me. Thank you, my honey. All right, excellent. Guys, it has been a pleasure again in sharing with you. Uh-oh, you do have a question. I'm sorry. Okay, let me bring you back on. All right, excellent. Go ahead. Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello? Okay, well, no problem. Looks like maybe you've made a mistake there. That's no problem. Well, guys, I want to say thank you so very much for joining us this evening. I don't have anything else to share with you. Next week, we will be talking to our singles. We will be talking about your life and asking you a kabillion of questions to bless you and to help you in the area of relationship. And then the week after that, we're going to talk about spirituality and how it affects us in a relationship and how you can either make your spirituality just a little bit better. I want to say thank you so very much. Please go to my Facebook, share, let somebody know, let me know the show, let someone else know about it, leave some comments, any questions that you might have, anything you want to share, I would love to hear from you. Any suggestions for future shows, I would love to hear from you as well. Thank you so very much. Have a wonderful evening. Take care. Bye-bye now.